SHOT Show 2024, 18 Acres of Guns, Ammunition, and Happiness. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 26, 2024. The National Shooting Sports Foundation's SHOT Show 2024 wrapped up Friday, ending a week of exciting new product launches that included numerous new pistols, rifles, and shotguns, as well as optics and firearm accessories. For those who may not know, the SHOT and SHOT Show stands for Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade. It is Las Vegas's third largest show, showcasing 18 acres of firearms and firearm accessories and encompassing floor after floor of merchandise displayed in the Venetian Expo and Caesars Forum. Watch, Arkansas is Gun Country, A.W.R. Hawkins with Governor Sarah Sanders at SHOT Show. The SHOT Show was designed to give sports, hunting, and law enforcement retailers, wholesalers, and distributors around the world the opportunity to come see what is new so they can place orders to stock their shelves and inventories in 2024. SHOT Show 2024 marked the 13th time Breitbart News has attended the show. And as we spoke with attendees, the consensus was this show was full of energy and vigor. Many first-time attendees expressed a feeling of being blown away by seeing not simply how many new products would be available in 2024, but how vast the firearms industry is in general. The SHOT Show gives retailers, wholesalers, and distributors the ability to actually meet the manufacturers, and in many cases, the company owners, to discuss specifics about new products, including products that are so new they may still be in promo status. Tuesday through Thursday alone, Breitbart News walked the floor and was able to spend time at Carr, Glock, Hoag, Canik, Ruger, Olight, Surefire, Holosun, Winchester, Silencer Company, Stealth Arms, Daniel Defense, Pelican Cases, Watchtower Firearms, XS Sights, Springfield Armory, Terran Tactical Innovations, Henry Repeating Rifles, North American Arms, Palmetto State Armory, and others. We were able to listen to Governor Joe Lombardo, RNV, talk about his support of the Second Amendment in Nevada. Governor Mark Gordon, RY, explain his pro-gun efforts in Wyoming. And Governor Jim Pillen, RNE, stress his support of allowing teachers to be armed in Nebraska. We also heard from Govs, Brad Little, RID, and Greg John Forte, RMount, both of whom stand determined to defend the Second Amendment rights of the residents of their respective states. Breitbart News interviewed Governor Sarah Sanders, RR, who emphasized her focus on maintaining and expanding a business climate that makes Arkansas an attractive home for firearm and ammunition manufacturers. Gun Owners of America and the NRA had booths at SHOT Show 2024, and the Second Amendment Foundation's Alan Gottlieb was there for meetings and interaction with a number of attending media outlets, including Breitbart News. The overarching takeaway from SHOT Show 2024 is that the Second Amendment is alive and well, and Americans seeking tools for self-defense, hunting, and law enforcement are better served than at any time in the nation's history. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a Turning Point USA ambassador, and a Sidemark Rifle Optical Pro staffer. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.